There you go. Finally, you're awake. Oh, don't try struggling. That's right. You're here with me from now on. This is what's best for you, darling. Well, I noticed you had a very unhealthy habit of using social media, specifically Twitter. I would die, then call it X. But anyways, Twitter, Instagram, and a couple others. But you shouldn't be using those apps as much as you are. It's bad for your mental health. Haven't you noticed? Twitter is just people arguing nonstop and taking shit out of context. You need a healthier outlet for your feelings. I'm serious. I've seen your tweets, and they're suggesting to me that you need to take a break and reflect on how you've used the apps. Social media can be good, yes, but the way you're using it is absolutely horrendous. So I brought you here to cure you of your bad social media habits. I don't care. I'm making the decisions for you from now on. I can't stand to see you using Twitter and Instagram and God knows what every hour of your life. You gotta live a little, you know, get away from the screen a bit. I know. I probably sound like some boomer telling you to put your phone away, but I'm serious. It's not healthy how you're using it. I think you need to stay off social media for a while. No, I'm not letting you go until I think you're cured. Don't you understand? I'm doing all this because I love you so much. I guess you didn't get the memo yet. Well, and I've loved you for a very long time. I started stalking your social media accounts, and holy shit, it was hard to see some of your tweets. I tried to nudge you in the right direction with my alts to take a break, but you refused. You just blocked all of my alts. Not that that stopped me from continuing. Yeah. That was me, darling. I did it because I care for you more than anything in the world. Don't question my love for you. I love you more than you could ever realize. You're being quite rude right now. Darling, stop. You can't escape. You can't leave me. I will keep you forever. Oops. Yeah, I guess I did lie. I'm not letting you go after your social media habits are fixed. Now you're staying with me forever. I can't let you go now, not when I finally have you. I wanted to have you to myself for a very long time, and I finally had a reason to take you. Now, I can help you with your social media habits, and I'm sure he'll be grateful for my intervention soon enough. Right. Sure. I'm sure you won't. Whatever. You need to stop. You need to accept my love for you. You need to accept that I'm doing everything I can to help you. I won't let you lose yourself by using social media too much. You need this break. Unfortunately, I've already deactivated your Twitter. And I'm not going to restore it before the 30 days are up to restore it. So, I guess you need to ditch it then. Your cries are meaningless. Now, I understand it's upsetting for you. It's not an easy change. I too had trouble with how I use social media, but luckily I was able to get help. I had bad habits just like you. Used it far too much. I spent almost the whole day on the app. But now, I'm so much happier. Now that I'm not doing it anymore, and you will be too. I promise. Stop struggling. It's useless, darling. You can't escape, and you're not going back to your bad habits. Trust me, you need this. And I know it's hard, I really do, but it's in your best interests for this to happen. One day, you'll understand why you did this. When you're happier, calmer, less anxious, you'll be in a better place mentally. It's gonna be okay, sweetheart. I'm here now. And I'll never leave you. Just a disclaimer, it's not going to be easy at first. You've developed a bit of an addiction at this point, and you're going to feel upset and perhaps even a bit sick from not logging on, but soon enough, you will feel better. Now, trust me, I went through it all before. And there were times I wish I had someone who loved me enough to take me and force me off the app, like I'm doing with you. You have no idea how lucky you are, my dear. It's for the better. You'll understand that soon enough. No, I'm not going to judge you for feeling upset right now. It's understandable. You're an addict, after all. And this is a huge change. It's natural to feel upset, to be scared, to be so uncertain. But don't worry. Seriously, I'm going to help you through this. You'll realize how much happier you are without using those apps. You'll understand that you don't need Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, if you ever even still use that one, to enjoy your life. People enjoyed their lives without social media in the past. You can too. Now, I'm gonna let you be alone for a little while. I know this hasn't been easy, but I think you need a little time for yourself. As you can see, there are plenty of things to entertain yourself with. Books, DVDs, TV. I'll be right back. All right, darling. I'll see you later. Hi there, dear. I'm back, my love. Oh, did you miss me? That's adorable. Falling for me so quickly, who would have guessed? I should have done this sooner. Yeah, then again, you do need me, I suppose. You're probably hungry and thirsty, so let me do something about that. Here you go. It's your favorite. Wow. You really gobbled that up, didn't you? Now, now, be careful. We wouldn't want you to choke, sweetie, now would we? That's better. How are you feeling? I understand. I'll help you as much as I can. I'm entirely devoted to this cause, if you must know. You're being much better behaved now. I knew you'd start conforming soon enough. Although, I must warn you not to screw up. I'm willing to give you harsh punishments if I have to, and that is not something either of us want, I promise. I know. You miss some of your online friends. I'm not entirely heartless, you know. I'll let you talk to some of them again, but that's going to take a really long time. You have to heal from your social media addiction first. And you're gonna be good for me, right? That's good. I love you, sweetie. You'll get over this. I know you will.